Thailand's Prime Minister has bowed to protesters' demands and dissolved Parliament, calling a snap election. But protests continue in the Thai capital, Bangkok. Alistair Wanklin has the details.
In a televised statement, the Thai Prime Minister said she had listened to all sides and had decided to dissolve Parliament, Yingluck Shinawatra said, triggering new elections to allow, she said, Thai voters to decide the future. But protest leaders dismissed the move, saying it fell short of their demands to replace the elected government system with an appointed panel of experts. On Monday in Bangkok, tens of thousands of protesters remained on the streets. Prime Minister Yingluck has rejected their demands as unconstitutional and undemocratic. Her party is popular with Thailand's rural poor. It won a strong majority in the last election. The protesters are largely drawn from Bangkok's middle class. They say they want to prevent the return to power of the Prime Minister's brother, Thaksin Shinawatra, who currently lives in exile, convicted of abuse of office. On Sunday, the opposition party said the current electoral system in Thailand means it has no say in passing legislation. It said its deputies would resign their parliament seats. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.